Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible.
The Bible is a collection of books.
Built with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨义旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is The Sentence. So Pilate takes Jesus and has him scourged. The soldiers weave a crown of thorns and place it on his head. They clothe him in a purple cloak, and they come to him and say,Hail, King of the Jews! And they strike him repeatedly. Once more, Pilate goes out and says to them, Know that I find no guilt in him. Then he brings Jesus out and tells the people, Behold, the man. The crowds keep shouting, Crucify him! Crucify him!He made himself son of God and proclaimed himself king. If you release him, you are not a friend of Caesar. Hearing these words, Pilate becomes afraid. He hands him over to the guards to be crucified. Our story today teaches how Jesus was sentenced to death. 我们今天的故事告诉我们耶稣如何被宣判死刑。The sentence, sentence 本来有两个意思，一个是从常常听到的是Can you write a sentence? 你可以写一句吗？一个句子吗？sentence 有这个意思，但是这里他运用他另一个意思 sentence 也是宣判或是判决，这一次用的是宣判的意思。 So Pilate takes Jesus， 因此比拉多拿了耶稣 and has him scourged， 然后带他怎么样让他被鞭打，Scourge 就是鞭打。The soldiers weave a crown out of thorns. Soldiers 我们已经学过，就是士兵。他们 weave a crown 是编织，编织什么？编织一个冠，一个 crown 是一个那个国王戴的那些绢冠嘛。但是他这边用的材料是什么？Thorns 就是刺，也就是可以说他用那个荆棘来编织一个头的一个冠，and place it on his head， 然后把它放在他的头上。They clothe him in a purple cloak， 他们给他穿上 purple cloak， purple 就是紫色的。Cloak 是一个可以说是宽大的外衣，宽大的外衣就是披上的那些那类，所以他们给他一个紫色的外衣。为什么会用紫色的？因为通常那些国王就是用这种颜色嘛，他有了一个冠，所以现在他有了一个外衣。They come to him and say， 然后他们到他那边说，说什么？ Hail, King of the Jews。 Hail 也是有两个意思。 Hail 可以意思是一个冰雹，那些一块一块的冰块，然后好像下雨的时候有冰雹， 但是这里它的用词是一个道敬，一个招呼，就像好像是向某某人招欢呼，所以他们这边就是说啊 ，King of the Jews 就是犹太人嘛，犹太人的国王欢呼欢呼你，向犹太人的国王欢呼，因此他们在戏弄他。And they strike him repeatedly， 好，打他，重复的打他 ，repeatedly 就是重复的，好 ，strike 就是打击。他们重复的打击他。Once more, 再一次 ,once more 的意思也是再一次。Pilate goes out and says to them, 比拉多出去告诉他们，告诉谁啊，就是群众。比拉多出去告诉他们 ,Know that I find no guilt in him. Know 就是知道，你们要知道。I find no guilt in him. 我查不出罪在他。所以他知道耶稣是无辜的。他查不到罪。Then he brings Jesus out. 然后把耶稣带出来。And tells the people. 然后告诉人们。Behold the man. Behold 就是看啊。The man. 这个人。看啊这个人。The crowd keeps shouting, 然后看群众看到耶稣就一直 shouting, 就是一直大喊的说什么呢 ?Crucify him, crucify him. Crucify 就是把他钉死在十字架。所以他们把他钉死在十字架，把他钉死在十字架。He made himself son of God, 他把自己称为天主的子。And proclaim himself king, 然后宣布说他自己是一个国王。If you release him, 如果你释放他，这些都是群众在讲话。You are not a friend of Caesar, 你不是凯撒的朋友，凯撒是他们罗马人的国王。Hearing these words, 听到这些话，比拉多Pilate becomes afraid. 比拉多就开始害怕。He hands him over to the guards to be crucified. 他把他交给他的士兵们，让他们把他钉死在十字架。比拉多因为害怕，虽然查不出罪，就做了那样的事情。Pilate, although he knows Jesus has no guilt, but because he was afraid, he had Jesus crucified. How many times do we act what is contrary to our conscience because we are scared? 我们多少次因为害怕违背了我们的良心。虽然知道那事情是不对的，但是因为害怕，不敢为真理而牺牲，不敢为真理说话。We are afraid to speak out of the truth, speak out and make witness before the truth.我们今天的故事 ,our story today, teach us how Jesus sacrificed himself for us, 告诉我们耶稣如何牺牲了一切为了我们。希望我们不要害怕 ,hope we will not be afraid, 为真理作证 ,to be witness to the truth, Jesus is Lord, 耶稣是主。He saved us, 他拯救了我们 and he gave us life, 他给我们生命。Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.